This is JIS News. Coming up, Western Regional Health Authority heightens Zika preparedness activities. Sangster International Airport welcomes record number of arrivals. And University Hospital of the West Indies implements new hygiene and sanitation standards. The details after this message.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. If you're traveling during the holidays, unplug your cable box, TV, computers, internet modems, and any other electrical appliances that will not be in use while you are away. Once electrical equipment is left plugged in, it will burn electricity even if it's not turned on. So, whether you're traveling locally or overseas, unplug your appliances before you go and save energy this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. The Western Regional Health Authority has heightened preparedness of health facilities in that section of the island to deal with the possible introduction of the Zika virus, ZIC-V. Technical Director Dr. Diane Campbell-Stennett says phase one of the action plan has been activated. The plan entails ramping up public education, training and activating community workers, heightening surveillance systems to facilitate early detection and diagnosis of cases, as well as sensitizing clinicians and other healthcare workers. The agency is also monitoring disease trends regionally and internationally. The Western Regional Health Authority has also taken stock of its laboratory capacity, increased its inventory of treatment medication, and identified areas to isolate infected patients from the general population. These areas will be equipped with mosquito nets and insect repellent. The Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay welcomed a record 14,000 passengers on Tuesday, December 22, the largest number of airline passengers passing through the airport in any single day. The arrivals just 8 days into the winter tourist season are a welcome boost to the tourism sector. Chairman of the Jamaica Tourist Board and the Airports Authority of Jamaica, Dennis Morrison, says the number of arrivals represents a 20% increase over the corresponding period last year. He attributes the increase to the promotional work of the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment, the JTB, and its other agencies.
There's been a lot of activity marketing Jamaica as a destination, working with various tour operators. A particularly important factor in today's turnout in terms of visitors is the air and sea arrangements with Thompson. Passengers arrive here to go on cruise, and also on the departure side, you will see passengers who arrived a couple of weeks ago leaving.
Mr. Morrison, who was speaking in an interview with JIS News, also commended the staff of MBJ Airports Limited for the efficiency with which the visitors were processed. The tourists arrived on 55 flights, 10 long-haul runs, 4 coming from Germany and 6 from the United Kingdom. Meanwhile, Chief Executive Officer of the Passport, Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, Jennifer MacDonald, says the entity was well prepared for the increase in arrivals at the Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay on Tuesday. This as the airport welcomed a record 14,000 passengers on that day. Mrs. MacDonald says PICA had taken the necessary steps with newly recruited immigration officers being assigned along with support from Kingston.
We recruited 39 immigration officers island-wide, 23 of which are for Montego Bay. They graduated about a week or two ago, and they have been on the line. So we boosted our staff complement. We also employed more immigration assistants. These are the persons who are roving on the floor. And we brought in 5 persons from Kingston to assist.
And Acting Chief Executive Officer of the University Hospital of the West Indies, UHWI, Kevin Allen, says several measures have been implemented to ensure that sanitation and hygiene standards are maintained according to international regulations. These measures were recommended by a task force convened to address the deficiencies in the neonatal intensive care unit, which led to the recent deaths of premature babies at the hospital.
We have implemented rules and regulations on the following: hand hygiene, mandatory wearing of protective clothing, medication protocols strictly adhered to, protocols established for cleaning high-touch areas, etc. It is expected that all members of staff will adhere to these new rules.
He adds that the reporting and monitoring framework for sanitation and hygiene matters have also been beefed up to enable the hospital to take quick action where necessary. That was the JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.